Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
Hello, I'm Kitty. You're listening to a Stay Healthy podcast on Vectis Radio. Today, I'd like to chat about dealing with disappointment. Do you experience disappointment? Are you disappointed with something right now? We all feel this way at some time, and it is part of our lives as human beings. Disappointments can be quite devastating, they can be self-esteem lowering, and they can make you not willing to try new things again sometimes. There's no doubt that disappointment is uncomfortable and just not nice at all. It can permeate to your inner being, and it can cause you to feel potentially resentful too, or angry, or a host of other emotions all at the same time. Here are some tips on dealing with disappointment which you may find helpful. Firstly, it's essential to remember that disappointment is such a personal thing and everybody will experience this very differently. Working out what's made you disappointed is key to understanding how you may be feeling. It may be that certain disappointments affect you more than others do. Ask yourself a question. Why is that? Getting hold of some perspective is so useful. Give yourself some time to assimilate a viewpoint and try not to automatically rush to hasty solutions or become bogged down by it all. You could try some free writing. What that is finding a piece of paper and a pen and just writing down everything that comes into your mind for 10 minutes. It may be useful to get the disappointment down into writing and help you to move forward. The next thing really is to be kind to yourself. Do something kind and gentle just for you, like going for a walk in nature, having a nice bath, listening to some favourite music, cooking your favourite dinner, whatever helps you at the time. Have a go. It may help you a lot. It also gives you time and space to reflect on the disappointment that you've experienced. As I sat and thought about this subject before recording this podcast, I asked myself another question. How can we as humans deal with disappointment in our lives in a positive and healthy way? And as I say, we're all very different. Are there any positive aspects about disappointment too? Now, incredibly, there can be positives in what might seem like a negative time in your life. What I mean by that is that you can actually learn an awful lot about yourself, your values, your beliefs, your understanding, what makes you tick and gives you some positivity in your life, in an odd way. Looking for the positives in a negative situation helps you to reframe things and be more constructive too, doesn't it? Experiencing the feeling of disappointment is not nice, but allowing yourself to feel what you feel and acknowledging your feelings can be really helpful too. Feeling the feeling of disappointment, being present and acknowledging the feeling and the other emotions that go with it, can truly help you to become more objective about how to manage and move forward with the disappointment that's happened to you. Another helpful tip is practicing daily gratitude. So think of something positive that you're grateful for every day, and this can help to focus your mind on more positive aspects of the disappointment too. Another thing is refocusing your attention to something else for a while. That can be very beneficial if you're dealing with disappointment. Another thing about disappointment is about managing your expectations in a constructive manner. Don't try and overdo it on perfection. Life is never perfect, is it? Focus on your goals and how you will achieve them in manageable chunks. Don't forget to get some assistance from others. If it all becomes a bit much, take care of yourself and ask for help if you need it. Don't suffer alone. You are not a disappointment. You are a very important person. You are not a disappointment. You are a very important person. Thank you so much for listening to this Stay Healthy podcast on Vectis Radio. My name is Kitty, and listen in for the next podcast.
Your local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.